Menachos Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav 9:6. The Mishnah discusses which karbonos require nesachim. So it says inside, kol karbonos satzibur v'yached tunen nesachim. Starts out by saying, in general, the rule is that karbonos need nesachim, all of them, whether they're communal or private. Chutz, with the following exceptions, and it's kind of a funny list because it's most of the types of karbonos. Chutz min abachor, the firstborn male, v'maiser, the tenth of the animals in each year, v'ha-pesach, the Pesach offering, v'achatas, the sin offering, v'asham, the guilt offering, except one small exception, ela she'achataso shel metzoro v'ashamo tunen nechsachim. There's an exception. There's one chatas, one and one asham, which does need nechsachim, which is the one that the metzora brings. The Rambam gives a reason why, because he says those aren't actually coming to atone, as normal chatas and asham do. They're just coming as part of the purification process. Others are just basically based on psukim. In any case, when you walk away, it's very simple. The rule is that olos and shlamim, and todah is a subset of shlamim, require nesachim. Other karbanos do not, only exception being the asham and the chatas of a metzora. Why the Mishnah described it as all karbanos, when in fact, you know, there are more types of korban that don't require, you know, you could say 5 out of the 8 zavachim don't, and 3 out of the 8 types of zavachim do require nesachim. So it's funny the Mishnah said all do. So I don't know the answer to that question. I have my own personal theory, but this is not, I made this up. My personal theory is that in terms of the actual number of animals walking to the door of the Beis HaMikdash, the overwhelming majority of those animals would be brought as olos and shlamim. They're much more frequent korbanos. They're only essentially voluntary korbanos. And you know, everyone is coming to the basement, which is bringing all the Sharia and Shalmei Chagiga, etc. So the volume of korbanos is much more the types that require nesachim. These are all, so to speak, like more special cases of korban. So even though there are more types of korbanos that don't need nesachim, there are most of the animals that come in the basement which do get nesachim. That's my explanation of this Mishnah, but I stand open to a better explanation.